Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are headlining UFC 262, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He is Andrew P. Shea. And this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, it's Q1. It's time to look at the news of the day. I'll tell you what, I found an interesting little item. One of the betting houses has put out their odds for the Big Ten championship, who the Big Ten winner will be. In a major surprise.
Yeah, right. That's why I'm laughing. I'm sorry, partner.
It's a good thing you're sitting down, Andy, because you're going to be shocked by this. Ohio State is the odds-on favorite to win.
And they're at 2-3, which means,
literally means they are favored over the entire field.
Yes, they are a kind of a strong favorite over the entire field. Yes, and that's what it tells you, and that's what it. Let's be honest, that's what it should be, right? Shouldn't it?
Well, I'll ask you that question straight up, yeah. Andrew. Do you want Ohio State or do you want the field?
Yeah, I'll. As they're constructed, and I know Justin Fields is no longer their quarterback, as they're constructed, I would take Ohio State over the field for 2021. I'm not even looking at the field as being even a strong competition to them being number one. Anything can happen, but looking at it from an odds maker and a gambling type perspective, I see a super Walmart between Ohio State and the field. Whoever's second, whoever's third, it doesn't matter. The field, it feels like it's a huge gap that seems to be post pandemic as we start moving into that world of football, because we had spring practice this year, so we're making progress in a post pandemic football world. I have a hard time seeing anybody. The gap seems to be even getting wider.
You know I love sports gambling. Yeah. I love predicting the spreads.
You
I'm going to ask you this question. I do. So I'm going to give you an opportunity in setting the spreads, Ohio State versus any team in the rest of the conference. Is there any team you would set the spread at less than 10 points against Ohio State?
No, not even close. And the strongest competition might be 13.5. That's... just I might, whoever, you know, say it's Wisconsin or, you know, Michigan, it might, as it sits right now, I would put it at 13.5 and make it almost a 2-touchdown for the second opponent. That's just the way I feel about the gap right now. Single digits is off the board. I just don't see it right now.
And odds makers in this situation, they do have Wisconsin second. Most likely to win the conference, and they have them set at 8-1. Is that mostly because Wisconsin is in the other division, has a chance to win the division, and who knows, Saturday they have a shot at Ohio State?
It's simply about who's going to make it to play Ohio State in Indianapolis, and they think Wisconsin has the best shot to come out of the Big Ten West. That's simply why they're number two. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination, if you holistically, the Big Ten Conference as a whole, I don't think Wisconsin is your number two team. Some might think so, but I do not.
Well, it's an interesting point you bring up. If not Wisconsin, then who? Just to let you know, on the next in line is both Michigan and Penn State. Wisconsin was 8-1. These two teams are 8.5-1. And then Iowa, 11-1. Indiana, Northwestern, 12-1.
Yeah, I think it's Indiana. To be dead honest with you, I would take Indiana, and if their quarterback comes back from his ACL injury and is able to be, you know, even something of a modicum close to himself he was for those, you know, 5.5 games, I think it was, in 2020, he was spectacular. His best receivers back. I think they were a better product defensively than they had been, and now they have some pop on offense. I think potentially the second best team in the conference, healthy and whole, with the quarterback, is Indiana.
Is Michigan and Penn State, are they as high as they are for name value?
I think Michigan definitely is. I mean, who's been more disappointing and who's been more sort of mediocre the last half decade? Who's been more mediocre, Penn State the last half decade or Michigan? It's clearly Michigan. I know Penn State was 4-5 last year and they lost their first five games. I get it. But in a pandemic,
Michigan was worse.
Michigan was worse. And go back 5 years. Michigan is definitely getting more name and brand recognition and respect than football production on the field under Jim Harbaugh than Penn State is in this case. Michigan being 12-1 and tied with Penn State at 12-1 to me feels like name and brand recognition over product on the field. Even looking back over a five-year window of the product on the field. Come on.
Okay. just to clarify, Michigan and Penn State are at 8.5-1 or 17-2, if you like whole numbers. All right, Andy, here was another article that caught my eye. A couple places they decided to rank the Big Ten quarterbacks preseason. And these are always interesting because it's a little bit of a mix of performance versus potential. And I want to give you the top five from this article and see if that this matches what you think. Your Indiana pick, Michael Penix Jr. from Indiana, they have ranked number one. Interestingly enough, number two is C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, who's the favorite to take over for Justin Fields. Doesn't have a body of work, but he's at number two. I'm going to just pronounce him as Tua's brother from Maryland is number three. Sean Clifford, number four. Tanner Morgan, number five. Couple questions. How would you rank them? And what do you think of Sean Clifford being number four?
Yeah, Sean Clifford is in my, I put my own top five together. And I hate myself for doing this. I admit that it's not something that, you know, body of work matters, right? Potential is potential. Body of work and the ability to show yourself on a, you know, Power 5 conference field against quality opponents, that matters when you're looking at returning players. But so I put Ohio State, either C.J. Stroud, Kyle McCord's going to push him some, but it's most likely going to be C.J. Stroud's going to win that job. I put the Ohio State quarterback at number one. Not because of C.J. Stroud, more because of what's around him and the opportunity he has and the help he has from an offensive line, the running back position, the wide receiver position, the tight end position, the defense that gets the ball back for him, the ability to, you know, beat corners one-on-one deep and throw rainbows that are catchable. It's just there's so much around him that is proven on a college field at a Power 5 conference level in the Big Ten, at the college football playoff level, I'm like, all right, I'm ranking him number one. So I did it. I don't like it. I just, you know, I need to go get a shower after we're done here and clean myself off for doing it. But I ranked the Ohio State quarterback number one. Michael Penix Jr., should you be concerned about the ACL injury? Absolutely. Because he's a, you know, he's a wiggler, right? He's a He's a on the move guy. He makes something out of nothing. Is that impacted? But he's a really good quarterback. By the way, just on a side note, it was amazing to me, even in the pandemic era, for what Penn State's defense did and how bad they made him look through three quarters of that game in the opener last year. I was just like, wow, how are they are making him look very, very not good. And then all of a sudden he was, you know,
he was good.
Caught fire. Yeah. He was second. I did go with, to his brother, as you like to say at Maryland. He was hot and cold, but his hot was like white hot, and his cold was really cold. I expect a more of a middle ground from him. I had Tanner Morgan fourth because his production, even though last year was a drop off from 2019, I still had him fourth because of his experience, and I put Sean Clifford as fifth.
I think it shows it's not a great quarterback class there in the Big Ten. And, you know, if I had to rank them, I wouldn't put C.J. Stroud number one. I would just say Ohio State quarterback number one.
Yeah, right.
And you mentioned, you know, Kyle McCord, the true freshman from the state of Pennsylvania, who was a five-star. And I can't recall. There's a third quarterback in the competition. I think it will be C.J. Stroud, and I think with all his weapons, especially at wide receiver,
yep,
you know, he's going to put up huge numbers. The team's going to put up huge numbers, and the quarterback will get a lot of credit for it. And C.J. Stroud may just turn out to be that good. Real quick, Andy, because we're looking
sure.
at these different kind of rankings, one last one. 24/7 put out their preseason national rankings. Penn State was ranked 20th in their poll. Is that about right?
That feels about right to me. And it's just they were 4-5 last year. I know they've got some irons in the fire this year. We know that. But, yeah, I think it's more about who else in the Big Ten is ranked above them. Obviously, Ohio State's fourth. They're in the top five. Wisconsin at 16. I'm not as warm and fuzzy. I like Indiana at 17. I think they belong. They went 3-1 against top 25. Teams last year and gave Ohio State all it could handle. Iowa, I'm not sold on Iowa. I think Penn State, Iowa, and Wisconsin, you could throw them in a bingo thing and pull one of them out, make them, you know, which one's one and which one's three among those three. So I think the top two teams in the conference for me, like I said before, Wisconsin and Indiana. And then the other teams I think are, you know, the next three teams I think are all sort of together.
All right, that will be it for quarter number one. Stick around, Tucker's Tape is next.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.